Back on September 10th, 1988, Billboard launched the Modern Rock Radio Chart. Reach out, touch space. Featuring the top 30 songs receiving airplay on alternative radio. On September 10th, 1994, that chart expanded to 40 songs. Give it away, give it away now. Give it away. In 2009, they renamed the chart Alternative. Join me, DJ BK, as we recount all of the classic songs that topped the Alternative chart. Woo-hoo! The 11th day of the 11th month brings us to our next number one for 1989. This is also the 19th number one song on the Modern Rock chart. With all these numbers, what could it all mean? Probably nothing. Look Who's Talking was still number one. A talking baby just captivated all of you in 1989. Yeah, I understand. You know, it was the days before TikTok, so I guess there wasn't a whole lot going on, right? Reaganomics really sucked the life out of everyone, I suppose. So talking babies is where it was at. So since we've already talked about Look Who's Talking, sucking up all the air in the room, what was on TV? Well, if you were watching NBC, here's a promo that ran on Saturday, November 11th, 1989 that I just happened to stumble across.
Tuesday, Ben's behind bars defending a brutal prison guard.
This trial's a joke.
I'm a hostage.
It's a no-win case for Matlock. And then...
I'm gonna take you.
A violent drug bust puts Gillespie's job on the line.
Been asked to put yourself on suspension.
In the heat of the night. And you'll call it the most compelling hour of drama this year.
I know she's dying.
A stirring story of strength and love on Midnight Caller. Following Matlock and Heat of the Night, Tuesday.
The most compelling drama. Really? You know, I've never heard of the show. Midnight Caller? Can you even get that on DVD? Midnight Caller? I mean, Matlock. Now there's a timeless classic.
We love you, Matlock. Yes, we do.
Also, while I was watching these commercials from 1989, this Buick commercial came on. Does this really make you want to buy a car?
It's a feeling of power, of substance and style. You know that you're on your way.
The great American road belongs to Buick.
Oh, the moment has come to go your way. The road, your Buick and you. Oh,
the great American road belongs to Buick.
I mean, think about car commercials today. They're all, like, sexy and dystopian. Reagan's family-friendly America was truly terrifying. I guess that's just the inner punk in me talking, I suppose. The number one song during this time on the Billboard Hot 100 was also very interesting. This song has always held the distinction, you know, in my opinion, the biggest disappointment ever, or at least one of the biggest disappointments ever. I could be projecting here. Like, listen to this build-up.
Sometimes I wanna give up, wanna give in, I wanna quit the fight. And then I see a baby, and everything's alright. Everything's alright.
Okay, and then the chorus hits. Like, what the hell was that? That was such a great build-up to such a mediocre chorus. I mean, I was expecting so much more. Anyway, that's bad English. When I see you smile at number one, I guarantee you I'm not smiling. I'm not smiling at all, my friends. Okay, Ian McCullough is the lead singer of Echo and the Bunnymen, and in the late 80s and early 90s, he attempted to branch out and try a solo career. Proud to Fall is the first single released from his debut 1989 album, Candleland.
The start to finish, I was proud to fall, and I felt so I got lost inside it all, inside it all.
This track did not have much in the way of chart success outside of the Modern Rock chart. It was able to sit atop the Modern Rock chart for 4 weeks, which in all actuality is a pretty lengthy run. But elsewhere, this song and Ian could not gain much traction.
Looks like rain again. Feels like it's rained forever. Can't remember when. Don't remember whether.
Echo and the Bunnymen had chart success throughout the 80s with big songs like this.
Fate up against your will. Through the thick and thin.
And this.
Dancing horses, wherever they may roam.
And of course this one.
It's like sugar, sugar kisses.
But they were never able to find much chart success in the United States, as none of those songs hit the top 100 US singles. But in the UK, Echo and the Bunnymen had 11 top 40 hits during the decade of the 1980s.
Come again.
Now, the differences between McCullough's solo efforts and Echo and the Bunnymen are quite subtle. On Proud to Fall, McCullough is a bit more pop-oriented than rock. McCullough promoted this track with a dark and subtle video that featured him dragging baggage across a desert and eventually breaking free. Proud to Fall was only able to get to number 51 in the UK, and it didn't reach any other chart in the United States besides the Modern Rock and College Radio, where it received a lot of airplay. McCullough was unable to find any chart success on any of his 4 solo efforts before Echo reformed in 1996.
Yeah, feels like it's raining forever.
You can find Proud to Fall in a 7-inch single with the B-side Pots of Gold, a 12-inch single with the Long Night's Journey mix of Proud to Fall and the B-sides Pots of Gold and The Dead End, and there's also a 12-inch version with the album cut and the B-sides Everything is Real and The Circle Game.
So deep within it, I got lost inside it all.
Not much more information on this song, despite its surprising 4-week run at number 1 on the Modern Rock chart. You can find Proud to Fall wherever it is that you get music on your Spotify, Apple, and iTunes, and make sure to tune in again next time as we delve into the next song to go number 1 on the Billboard Modern Rock chart.
Inside it all, inside.